From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. South Korea's in battle president says she'll resign if parliament comes up with a plan for the safe transfer of power. Park Geun-hye's stunning announcement Tuesday comes after massive protests that have called for her ouster amid a mounting scandal. Opposition parties have been closing in on an impeachment motion against her, and even her allies in the conservative ruling party have called for her to honorably step down rather than face impeachment. She had previously been rejecting calls to leave office and dismissed prosecutors' claim that she colluded with a confidant who allegedly manipulated power from the shadows and extorted companies to amass an illicit fortune. The White House, major U.S. media outlets, and fact-checkers are debunking President-elect Donald Trump's claim that millions of people voted illegally in the November 8th election. Trump claims he would have defeated Democrat Hillary Clinton in the popular vote if it weren't for millions of people who he said voted illegally. He did not offer any evidence for that claim. Wisconsin Election Commission Chairman Mark Thompson doesn't like that suggestion.
I think it's most unfortunate that the president-elect is claiming that there's huge problems with our system, and that's feeding what I call this conspiracy theory.
The Wisconsin's Elections Commission agreed Monday to do a recount of the presidential ballots from the recent election. But Green Party candidate Jill Stein, who petitioned for the recount, actually sued the agency after it refused to do the recount by hand. Stein also suing the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania to get a similar recount in that state. This is VOA News.